AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, Irish doctors have called for regulations for e-scooters to be prioritised, saying they are causing a growing burden on emergency care systems. Analysis from the Mater Hospital shows there were 380 people treated for e-scooter injuries from 2021 to 2023. Dr. Chris Luke, columnist, host of the Irish Medical Lives podcast and retired consultant in emergency medicine, joins us, as does Kieran Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party. Good morning and welcome to you both. I'll go to you, Chris, first of all. The kinds of injuries that people get on e-scooters, are they very different to cycling injuries?
They are, in the sense that they may be more severe because e-scooters are hurtling along. Those that are involved in collisions are obviously going much faster than your average push bike. And the typical victim, of course, whether it be pedestrian or the young male without a helmet, without high-vis jacket and so on, is likely to collide with between the pedestrian and the scooter rider or another vehicle on the road. So there's a greater force involved with the proportionally greater likelihood or risk of injuries, unless of course you have that kind of situation where we do occasionally have on the keys cyclists hitting or being struck by lorries. But basically e-scooter riders are much greater risk because of the speed they're often doing.
Now, I'm wondering if an e-scooter rider gets into some difficulty because the wheels tend to be small. If they hit a pothole or whatever it might be, they're literally thrown from the device. In the case of a bicycle, you're kind of balancing along. I mean, and you're physically involved if it's not an e-bike, many of which do not require any pedal power to operate them. But that's another story. But does actually cycling a bike give you maybe a more sense of self-preservation than just standing on an e-scooter?
I think so. And of course, the thing about all of these public health issues like e-scooter riding is that there's a whole culture involved, and culture takes time to evolve and it takes time to change. And, you know, we've been bicycling on penny farthings and electric push bikes for nigh on 150 years. So over those decades, people come to appreciate certainly their vulnerability. They've seen years and years of road traffic statistics and tragic narratives and so on. So I think bicycle riders are just a little bit more cautious and careful than the e-scooter riders. Now, that's particularly in the last 5 years when we've seen the number of deaths going up from just one in 2022 or thereabouts and to about four last year, and we're seeing a doubling, tripling, quadrupling of the number of casualties involved going to our emergency departments. And of course, this is mainly an urban phenomenon. So you've seen reports now from the new trauma centre that's evolving at the Mater. You've seen reports from St Vincent's, from Tala, and from James Connolly in Blanchardstown, which gives you some sense that every hospital in our cities is seeing this issue.
Now, the ne'er-do-wells will seize upon any technology to advance their activities, and we'll be talking later on in the programme about that mafia gambling scam in the US where they use high-tech to cheat people out of their money at card games. So that's the same with scooters. I mean, you heard about the Gardaí seizing lots of scooters at the City West disturbances, which meant that people were using them possibly to make good a quick escape, that kind of thing. And we know that, you know, in Britain, there's a big problem with mobile phones being snatched by people on scooters. And then the inability of the Garda force or any police force to pursue them, because you can go down alleyways on a scooter and you're powered, so you can get away at maybe 40 kilometres an hour very quickly. A policeman or woman on foot has no hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting point, and I really like that quaint but very apt description of the ne'er-do-wells. I mean, There are always interesting, lessons from history. We all know about the Al Capone strategy, where they got the sinister crime boss who was indirectly responsible for really hundreds of homicides, never mind the robberies, being apprehended through his non-payment of tax. More recently, in the 90s, I remember seeing how the police in Finland caught a lot of really serious criminals by working out that they tended not to follow road rules. So I think there's a parallel here. As you say, the ne'er-do-wells are taking advantage of the flexibility, the lightness of the e-scooters. And of course, many of them are souped up. Many of them involve cheap, illicit lithium-ion batteries that burst into flames at the drop of a hat in a flat or in a house. So there's all sorts of issues. But I do think that, I hear you talking about the call for more regulation. I think the regulations are okay, the ones that came in just a year ago. It is, as always, the lag in enforcement that's the problem. So I think what we're really calling for probably is the seizure of these bikes by people who are carrying passengers on the back, who are not wearing a helmet, who are on the pavement, or who are intoxicated and so on.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for that. Now, Kieran Cuff is co-chair of the European Green Party. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the question of regulation, Chris says the regulations are there, but the problem is enforcement. And there is a difficulty. I know the Gardaí have a machine that they can put the offending scooter on this machine, and they can work out whether or not it is within the regulations. But there are all sorts of workarounds. I mean, the flick of a switch can turn an offending e-scooter into a law-abiding e-scooter. And, the Gardaí may not be up to that.
Yeah, and it can be an uphill struggle. I think the study is a very good one, and it is at pains to point out that there are advantages of e-scooters: convenience, cost effectiveness, sure, less traffic congestion. But it also says very significantly that we're seeing injuries of the head, of the face, and the extremities. So we need to get the balance right.
Now, you would set your face against against helmets, wouldn't you? Because you're not in favour of helmets on bicycles, I believe. So I doubt you would be.
Well, look, no, I think those who wish to use helmets should do so. But I think it's important to make our transport infrastructure safe for everyone, including cyclists, those who walk, those who use scooters. But I think what we are seeing is these very high-powered e-scooters. They are exceeding the design speed or the regulated speed of 20 kilometres an hour. They sometimes don't have wheels that are large enough. There's a requirement that the wheels are 20 centimetres in diameter, and some of the wheels are smaller. All of these compound the problem of small vulnerable vehicles weaving in and out of traffic. So I think the guards are trying to do their best. They need more resources. I sit on a road safety user group of the Department of Transport. I think the Assistant Commissioner has done really good work in purchasing these machines that can measure the speed, and they do confiscate if the scooter is exceeding that speed. But as you say yourself, there are workarounds that can be hidden from the guards who are doing their best.
Now, anytime we talk about this, we suggest, for example, that people should wear helmets or wear high vis as an obligation. We always get reservations, people saying, no, you're victim blaming. But, it's up to the individual to protect themselves. Do you know what I mean? If you can't be seen, point the finger at someone who happens to do you harm because you've been effectively invisible. I mean, is that even fair?
Well, look, I've yet to see really good academic evidence on the efficacy of high-vis wearing, particularly by scooter users.
Hang on a second. You don't need an academic study. You just need a PhD in common sense.
Pat.
Seriously, if you can't see them, then you're being pilloried for maybe doing them harm or brushing against them, but they've effectively been invisible. I heard Ciara Kelly this morning talking about people coming out from nowhere, all wearing dark clothing as she was coming into work, probably around 6 o'clock in the morning or even earlier, and people effectively invisible, and, they would be the first to point the finger if they came to harm, when in fact they cannot be seen.
Injuries, I think most of these injuries are coming from the scooter riders going over a bump or hitting a curb. I don't think too many of them are from impacts with other road vehicles. But look, we need to get everybody on the road driving at a safe speed. That includes car drivers, HGV drivers and scooter, those who are using scooters. And I think if we can get the speeds right, we're well on our way to reducing the amount of deaths and injuries on our roads.
Now, you know, not everyone is going to have an accident every time they go out in their car, but they are obliged by law to put on the seatbelt, you know. So what is wrong with imposing safety considerations on people on e-bikes? And some of those are more motorbike than e-bike, really, because they don't require any pedal power. I mean, you might have to press the pedal down just to get the thing going. But after that, you can keep your feet still.
That's a good point, Pat. But I think it's important that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And if we over-regulate, we'll be pushing people back into cars again and creating more traffic congestion on our roads. So I think we need to get it right. The regulations say very clearly the scooters have to have a front light, they have to have a back light, they can't have a power rating of more than 0.4 of a kilowatt, they have a design speed of 20 kilometres an hour, and they can't be operated by people under the age of 16 on public roads. I think a lot of the injuries are coming from scooter riders who are on vehicles that don't comply with the regulations, and from driving dangerously.
Okay,
But coming back to the helmet issue, look, I would say you are much better off wearing a helmet if you're on an e-scooter, because there's nothing really protecting you from bouncing off a curb. But I think we should be careful of not over-regulating and tying people up in knots on these issues.
There are a number of comments coming in. I drive through Dublin City Centre numerous times a day. I see kids on these scooters going at incredible speeds, weaving in and out of cars. I also see on a daily basis two people on the scooters again doing incredible speeds. I saw an individual on the M3 motorway this morning using a scooter. They are just too dangerous. They cannot be policed.
This is a global problem, and I remember a discussion in the European Parliament. We had a strong-minded MEP saying, look, we need controls on these scooters, we need to control the speed, we need to stop them weaving in and out between vehicles, and we need to stop them riding on the footpath. And I said, absolutely, we need to do that, but we also need the same rules for SUVs.
We're not talking about SUVs this morning and whether they're too big or too small.
Look at the deaths and injuries on our roads, the vast majority of them are due to collisions between motorized vehicles and others. And look, we need to look at every aspect of the transport equation. I wake up in the morning and I say, I want to make it easier to make the more sustainable choices. I want the broken footpaths to be fixed. I want segregated cycle lanes. I want road traffic rules on speeding and red lights to be enforced, not just for bikes and e-scooters, but for cars and other vehicles as well. Because we know from the Road Safety Authority's own figures that there are huge amounts, yes, of bikes breaking red lights, but there are more people in cars breaking red lights, and we need to tackle both of these.
All right, Kieran, final words from you, Chris. I mean, the question of safety helmets, I mean, people don't wear them on bicycles, and even school children start off from the gate of the house with them on and then shed them because it's not cool to wear a helmet, that sort of stuff. And high-vis, these seem like basic requirements, but obviously Kieran's not really in favour of making them obligatory.
Well, I'm afraid I'm with you, Pat, on this occasion. I mean, I understand Kieran's enthusiasm
for the segregation, the safety and segregation of cyclists a la Copenhagen and Amsterdam. But we're living in Ireland. And, you know, I say that whether it's the healthcare model in other countries or this sort of thing, we live in Ireland and we have an Irish culture, and it'll be years before we get that segregation. But here's the most important point about e-scooters. About a quarter of all e-scooter users have been involved in a collision, according to the RSA figures themselves. That is a staggering fact from, factor from which we must start. And I'm with you. We need to start with common sense. In other words, high vis and lights and helmets, and work backwards. And if we can then look for the evidence which tells us subsequently that such things are not required.
Dr. Chris Luke, thank you very much for joining us. And before that, Kieran Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.